Good morning, and once again, thank you everyone for coming today. It is my pleasure to now introduce Dr. William Reese, the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Laboratories and Basic Sciences. Dr. Reese is responsible for providing scientific leadership, management oversight, policy guidance, and coordination of the more than 1.3 billion annual basic research programs of the military services and defense agencies. He's going to be speaking with us this morning about the broad agency announcement that came out in mid-June. I'd like to turn it over now to Dr. Reese.
Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning. Let's try that a third time. Good morning. And to those of you on the web, good morning as well. So there were two things I'd like to point out in the introduction that were wrong. I'd like to rarely correct folks, but it's now, thanks to Secretary Gates, it's $1.7 billion. It's not $1.2 billion. He specifically added $500 million into the basic research accounts in DOD, and that was something that he personally did. A lot of people tried to take credit. A lot of people tried to take claim for it, but give credit where credit is due. He personally did that. The second one is... you'd had to look pretty hard, but my undergraduate honors thesis was in political science, so I actually understand about three words that have been said this morning. And to compensate for that, we're going to begin by doing integrals. We're going to work through some things that I understand, so a little bit of higher math here, and then we'll just all get to a happy place at the end of it. How many of you, I'd like a show of hands, a real vote, how many of you have ever used, at some point in your career, or seen someone use a GPS? Not bad. Okay, hands down. Second vote. How many of you at some time in your career have ever used or ever seen someone use the internet? Okay. Now then, how many of you are aware that both GPS and the internet were spawned out of basic research funding from the Department of Defense? And some of us have gone so far as to actually figure out that GPS really had nothing to do whatsoever with positioning. It was basic research funding that had to do with how do you keep time better? And the internet doesn't really need a wire on the end of it, so I actually have both right here. I gave up wearing a watch. My only timepiece is, in fact, my BlackBerry. And although I do use my laptop and my desktop, this is really my primary way of getting information in and out of what needs to be done on a daily basis. And I'd like to make one minor tweak, if I could, to what Tom said about the time horizon of basic research. Occasionally we get stuff within the first decade of when we fund it. Get means benefit to society, whether it's benefit to DOD or benefit to the dual use of the civilian society. Those generally, not always, but generally were mistakes of the program manager in funding things on too short a time horizon. Where we really look for things in basic research is in 20 plus years out. That how do you keep time better versus GPS was well over 20 years. The winners of the National Medal of Science, National Medal of Technology, they were announced by President Bush earlier this week. Leonard Kleinrock from UCLA was one of the winners that was announced. He's generally regarded as one of the inventors of the internet. What he wrote his basic research proposal to DOD was on something called packet switching. It was literally written on the back of a napkin when he had the idea. I'll defer to him to tell you what he had been consuming that evening before he wrote on the back of the napkin. But the idea was, I've got a packet of information over here, and I want to get that packet of information to someone over here. How do I get it from A to B? And so he invented something called packet switching to move information from A to B. He hypothesized a theory for how this might work. He wrote down a rational series of experiments to test his hypothesis, and he submitted a proposal, a basic research proposal on how you move a packet from location A to location B. And that really is the seminal contribution to how today's modern internet works. That's basic research. So I want to kind of try to answer a few questions for you. One of them is, what's my personal